Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. This past month, we had an evening of prayer and praise with the Kramers. This was a special concert for our CEF Summer Ministry fundraiser held on May 2nd, which was the National Day of Prayer. We had almost 300 people who joined us for this special evening that was hosted by one of our church ministry partners, Bethany Baptist Church, here in Peoria, Illinois. At the concert, I had an opportunity to also share with the people a little bit about CEF's history here in Illinois. Did you know that there has never been a time in the history of Child Evangelism Fellowship where there hasn't been a work here in our state of Illinois of the ministry of CEF? The reason for that is simple, because the ministry of CEF started here in Illinois over 82 years ago in 1937 that began in Chicago. I had an opportunity recently to peruse our historical archives that we have of our ministry from the beginning at our state office, and I found some of the trivia that I wanted to share with you about CEF a little bit more today. Did you know that in 1941, the ministry of CEF then also moved over to Rockford in Illinois? Even when the bombs were dropping over Pearl Harbor way back in 1941, there were children that were gathering together even that very month in December in home Bible clubs and hearing about Jesus. Then in 1945, I found out that the ministry was officially started here in Peoria. And then in 1951, a lady by the name of Christine Barrett was called to be the local director of CEF for this Peoria, Central Illinois area, where she served faithfully for over 25 years in the late 1970s and even beyond that, serving on boards and committees and teaching the children. Then in 1956, Art Blumpot, who was also from this Peoria area, not only served as the CEF board chairman, but was the visionary behind starting Camp Good News in Washington, Illinois, which is a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship, where he left his full-time job and served as our missionary camp director from 1956 to 1968. One other interesting piece of history information that I came across that I actually had completely forgotten about was I found a letter written by the Reverend Billy Graham. That's right, Billy Graham, that he wrote a letter in 1953 that was addressed to Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. I think he was writing this letter as an endorsement of our ministry and to encourage us, because it was back in the 1950s that we're really starting to take hold of the ministry, and it was growing and expanding all throughout the state of Illinois. And this is what the Reverend Graham wrote. Billy Graham says, "My wife accepted Christ at the age of 5. My daughter accepted Christ at the age of 4. I am certain that the gospel is just as real to the small child as to the educated adult. Christ seemed to have a special affection for children. I sincerely believe that child evangelism is one of the greatest mediums for reaching future generations for Christ that there is today. I have watched the work of child evangelism all across America." And by the way, by that time, CEF was spreading all across the United States and even into the provinces of Canada. Billy goes on to say, "I commend its message and its method and urge the support of all Christians for this invaluable work. Most cordially yours, signed, Billy Graham." I told the people that night at the concert that I need to frame that letter. I mean, it's a keeper from Billy Graham. Also at the concert that evening, we had an opportunity to share more about our CEF ministry outreach to the children, mentioning three of our main ministries that we have. First of all, our Good News Club ministries in the public schools that many times on this radio program I've been sharing about, that right now we're in over 75 schools across the state. And then our other main primary ministry is our 5-day club ministry that happens during the summertime, where 5-day clubs are like traveling vacation Bible schools, and we conduct anywhere from 100 to 150 5-day clubs all throughout Illinois. And then also our other main ministry is our beloved camp ministry just across the river, Camp Good News. But this year at our concert that we had with the people during our ministry presentation, we wanted to do something just a little bit different. Instead of just myself and our camp staff, Chris Kalel, and my state office staff, Joe Hostetler, my assistant state director, and just us getting up there and talking about our different ministry outreaches to children, we also, in addition to sharing, we wanted the people to hear directly from some of the children in our ministries of the impact of the gospel upon their life. So we hope you enjoy listening to not only these brief ministry reports that we shared at the concert that night, but also to the children's testimonies that we recorded through video as you hear the children themselves sharing with you the good news about Jesus. We hope you enjoy.
Hi, my name is Maddox. I'm a member of the Good News Club at Ridgeview Elementary School, and the good news is that God is here to save us from sin.
Hi, my name is Haley, and I'm a part of Good News Club. Good News Club is where kids can go there, and it's at Ridgeview Elementary School, and you get to learn about God and Jesus and about all the other people in the Bible, and it's really fun.
My name is Seth. I'm in Good News Club. You learn about God. It's if you don't know about God or your family doesn't go to church or something, you can ask your parents, like, hey, there's a Good News Club and I want to go to it because it's an awesome place and you learn a lot.
My name's Aiden McCall, and what I like about Good News Club is that it just, like, helped me believe in God and, like, the Bible and just, like, everything, like, about the gospel and, like, the Old and New Testament.
Hi, I'm Tatum. I'm in fourth grade. I'm 9 years old, and I go to HGS Hickory Grove Elementary School. I am in Good News Club at my school. I think all the people at Good News Club are amazing. They are so much fun to hang around with.
I love when we all get together and either Miss Patty or Miss Regina tells us a story about God, because at first we learn from David, then we learn from Daniel, and then we started learning about Jesus.
Well, the first thing we do is learn, we have like quotes about Jesus and like how he's strong and how he is almighty and all of that. And then we get into our story, and then we do a little bit of music and dancing, and then we pray. And then we learn our new verse of the week. We always go through a verse in the Bible and learn about it.
God's taught me that, like, if I pray and believe in him, like, that his son died for our sins, that I could be with him when I die, because, and it helps me because I always thinking that I might, like, not be with him.
Good News Club is an awesome Christian place, and it can change your life.
My hero is Jesus and God, because he's helped us so much. Like, Jesus died for our sins so we could be with his Father when we die.
I went to Good News Club and I started learning more and more. And one day I finally got up the nerve to ask one of our teachers, can you teach me how to be saved? I actually went with one of my friends, the Eric. And so it was Miss Regina taught us. She went outside. She taught us all about God, and we all had a prayer, and now me and my family we're all saved. Good News Club is the greatest thing that can ever happen to you. That's what I'd say.
I am the camp director of Camp Good News. My name is Chris, and Camp Good News, it's awesome. It's way better than Disney World. But Camp Good News is a place where Jesus Christ transforms lives through biblical teaching, meaningful relationships, and outdoor adventures. That's what we do. And we do a lot in the summer, but we do a lot year-round too. But here's some of our summer ministries I wanted to share with you. And so we have a lot of different camps for different ages. And so for our 7 to 10-year-olds, we have a camp called Kid Quest. Or you can also come to another camp called Outdoor Adventure Camp. So if you're ages 7 to 10, you can come there. 11 and 12-year-olds, you have a camp called Camp Extreme, or Treasure Seekers are the two different camps for you. And then we also have a teen week. So ages 13 to 15, you can come to our new Camp 318s. And so this is off of the 2 Peter 3:18, grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then we have other stuff too. So we have a very special day camp that runs all summer, all 7 weeks of the summer. We have a day camp, and each week is a different theme. And so we are looking to fill that again this year. And it's something different every week. There's a mad scientist week. There's a survivor week. There's a bunch. And they all of our themes, all of our stuff revolve around the teaching of Jesus Christ. And training boys and girls and teaching them the good news. So I want to share with you some of the stories that we have at camp, because from the children, that's why we're here. That's what we're doing it for, is for the children to learn the good news. One of my favorite stories that I've heard from camp, we had a young girl come. She was sent to camp and she got saved at camp. And then went home, and it kind of like a normal week of camp. With boys and girls come, they have a great time, they hear about Jesus. And it wasn't until after that week that I heard this story. And so I found out from a friend of mine, she's a hairdresser. She was saying, hey, I wanted to share with you one of my clients went to your, her daughter went to your camp. And I said, oh yeah, blah, blah, who was that? And she shared with me, and she goes, yeah, I just want you to know she's an atheist. She tells me all the time she doesn't believe in God, that's wrong, that's fake and not real. Why she sent her daughter to Camp Good News, I don't know. But so she sent her daughter to our camp, and the little girl got saved. When we kept up with it, and I kept talking with my friend, the hairdresser, and trying to find out, that little 8-year-old girl every day told Mom about Jesus. Every day. It took almost a year, but Mom finally came to know the Lord. So, but we have stories like that all the time. There was another little 9-year-old girl that she called me up. She was upset because she lost her shirt. We give everybody a theme shirt, and she was upset. She's like, Mr. Chris, I need a new shirt because I want to go to school, and I want to tell others about Jesus, and I want them to see my cool camp shirt. We had a young boy. This is Mr. Tim that was just up here. He actually, when he was a counselor, had this young boy in his cabin, and he was a treat. And so he was one of our legacy changers. So his parents were in prison. One of his parents were in prison. And he was a treat all week. And he got saved towards the end of the week. And that little boy, he changed a little bit. But he went home, and his mom called us up, and he goes, I just want to know what a missionary is, because he keeps telling me he wants to be a missionary. So we had a chance to share with her the good news of Jesus and that little boy. And so we had a story of an 11-year-old girl that mom and dad called me up and said, hey, I just want you to know, we kind of stopped going to church. We kind of stopped doing it. We got burnt out. And they said, you know, that our daughter coming home from camp, we're going to church again, we're attending, we're ministering, we're part of that. Camp Good News is a very special place, and we love it. I would love for you all to come and see and just learn more about camp. We love that place, and so it's just awesome. So we have our big theme this summer. We're calling it Salt and Light. We're going to be talking about people in God's Word who were lights in their dark world, and then sharing with the boys and girls how they can go home and they can be lights in their dark world as well. So thank you guys so much. We have this, Tim, right, that made these videos, great videos. We had three little campers that wanted to share a little bit about Camp Good News, and so here's them.
Hi, my name is Josh Walton. I'm in sixth grade, and I'm 12 years old. I went to Camp Good News for the first time last year, and I had a lot of fun.
My name is Violet Hennick, and I'm 10 years old, and I've gone to Camp Good News for 3 years.
I'm Quentin Hennick. I'm 12 years old. I'm in sixth grade, and I've been attending camp for 3 years now.
Camp Good News really influenced my life with Jesus. I think I got closer to Jesus in those chapels in the middle of the day when he speak to us.
One of the things that I like at Camp Good News is that we always have missions time, and I think that it's cool to learn about all of the different people that have shared the love of Jesus.
We have chapel and sing songs and do motions to them. It's kind of fun to see what motions Chris has come up with for the song.
The leader, Mr. Chris, he's really funny. He really impacted my life with Jesus as he talked, and he was really energetic too.
Some of the activities that they have is they have zip lining, four square, they have a swimming pool too, which is really big and it's nice.
I like the archery. I like shooting the bows at the targets, and I also like swimming.
Closer to the end of camp, he has us reenact if Christianity had become illegal in Illinois, and he gave us clues on where to go to worship. And one of the other camp helpers, he acts like he's a police, and it's kind of fun.
You should go to Camp Good News because it's a lot of fun and you'll learn a lot more about Jesus.
Camp Good News has influenced my relationship with Jesus a lot because the things that Chris teaches on how to worship God and how to stay in the Bible more has helped. And just listening to the lyrics of the songs, you really understand how big and powerful God is.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope that you will also be able to join us again next week as we continue to air portions from the CEF Kramer concert, all in praise to our God for what He is doing in the lives of the children and drawing them unto Himself because of the power of the gospel and the amazing grace of our God. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Tell me again.